part one. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 75, part one.
75, part one, John.
And we're going to do the show as Paul Bryant.
You got some nice pipes.
Thanks, man.
I tell you what.
I'll tell you what, motherfucker.
That's out of sight, and we're broadcasting tonight while the Bears are losing.
They're getting their ass kicked. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
The punter just had to knock somebody out of bounds. That's great. Wow.
So how was your week, Jay?
It was great. Well,
had a good week.
It was a little busy. I had to give a presentation.
How did that go?
You don't have to talk deep to make it sound deep.
Are I'm
you
not doing talking that? Deep.
Oh, you're not?
This is how I talk. Yeah, my balls are about 14 pounds apiece right now.
Well, I wish I was able to give my presentation in this voice. Because, you know, I would have commanded the room. You know what I'm saying?
You would have knocked him dead.
I would have knocked him dead. Hey, motherfucker! I feel like the Hulk.
I feel like Scott.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh my.
This is out of sight, man. So, yeah, it was an interesting week. Very busy. We did not practice on Monday, right?
That is right.
You had something to do.
I had, the lovely wife had something with work, and then I had to stay and watch the little ones, John.
That's called parenting.
Right, that's called parenting. Watching the little ones.
Yeah, just watching them light fires on the carpet and stuff like that.
You know, make sure they get to bed.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Don't feed them or nothing. Just make sure that they get to bed. Oh, yeah. Make sure they get to bed.
They can feed themselves.
You just put out some water for them?
Yeah.
Little bowl of water. That's out of sight. All right. Should we turn this off?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I could get really low and mean. How does that sound?
Really low and mean.
You try it.
I don't want to.
No, come on, try it. You sound like a fag.
You faggot.
You sound like a fag-enabling fool.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's goddamn ridiculous.
Pet anus. All right. We're back.
We're back. We're back from La La Land.
My balls are back.
Your balls are back!
Well, not only that, like you, we didn't practice Monday, but we did practice Thursday, right?
Right.
That one practice went pretty well.
Yeah, I thought so.
We called it early.
Sure.
Rick had to go somewhere.
Right.
And then, hey, big turnover. Oh, and then he turns it right back over.
Turn it over and turn it back.
Yeah, we shouldn't watch the game.
Yeah, it's probably bad. I know.
So then,
I almost called you and said, hey, man, can we just watch the game instead of podcast?
Well, we can watch the game and podcast at the same time. So now Marty came in last week with Phil. And I got to tell you, I cannot listen to part one. I get so pissed off.
Why?
Because I try to engage in debate and an exchange of ideas with Marty,
nothing.
The Bush apologist who voted for Bush twice. Nothing. He doesn't. The last thing he wants to do is talk about the W. And then the
They're
second,
all the same,
yeah,
man.
But and the second he gets home, he starts emailing us a bunch of shit about the Republicans and how fucking great they are.
But then he gets mad at me when I email him back a list of pedophiles that are Republicans.
This is the Republican mindset. I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to exchange ideas. I'm right, you're wrong, so fuck off.
Yeah, simple as that.
That's it. And then I'll get home and email you a bunch of shit.
Unbelievable.
Cocksucker. But it was a good jam. We had a good jam, part two.
Totally.
For no rehearsal. That was pretty good, I thought.
Out of sight. You should be a front man.
I'm back to the Glenn Livett.
I could hear that.
Oh, you know, and Stefan C. I'm sorry, Stefan. I keep pronouncing your name wrong. Stefan C. Had a request.
Stefan C. That's his name, Stefan C.
For the jam to do the BBC.
Yeah.
I know that. I can figure that one out, the BBC. But it's the wrong BBC song, I believe.
Oh.
I think he was talking about like that spoof BBC song that his friend does. That Pauly B got his panties in a bunch about.
No. What's that? Yeah. Oh. The BBC.
How you got to pay for it and all that crap.
Yeah.
And it started a big debate.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the forum, we have a new forum admin. And did we print that forum post out?
Yeah, I got it
right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead. What we did was we turned the forum over to Spenny.
Yeah.
And Spenny is now the admin.
She is the admin.
So this is important. Important. If you want an account in the forum, if you're a new listener and you want to be a member of the forum, go ahead and set up your account. But then you have to email Spenny and tell her to turn it on.
Fuck you.
And what's that email address?
Well, it says here, well, as Poet put it, the horny devil mistress is now in charge and without a trace of pink. Just so everyone knows, I'm just going to repeat what Scott just said. The new email address for any forum-related issues, trouble, or Spenny-related fan mail, I wish, is ttnforums@googlemail.com. That's ttnforums, one word. @googlemail.com.
That's out of sight, John. That is out of sight.
Yeah, John Scott would appreciate if this was mentioned on the netcast at some point. What she's asking us. I thought she was saying John and Scott would appreciate this if somebody else mentioned it. Just so people stop bugging you guys to get their accounts activated.
Oh no, we don't get bugged that much, do we? No.
Happy posting and keep it real, real stupid. Love y'all, Spenny.
So thank you so much, Spenny. We got to do something special for Spenny.
Yeah.
No doubt, John. No doubt.
We could talk like Paul Bryant.
You think that would make her day?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. The other thing that happened to me this week is I listened to the latest Spike and Rachel.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. He records it as they're driving in a car to a haunted house. But he tells a great story about going to the theater and having some a-holes sit next to him.
No shit.
Yeah, that's right. With the with the cell phones, with the talking.
I hate those fucks.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt.
Should I talk like this? Like, I pretend my name, I'm Spenny.
Sure.
Talk like this. Hello, my name is Spenny. That's not what she wants.
I don't know what she wants. She wants fan mail. That's what she wants. Fan mail.
All right.
John, you said you saw a movie?
I did.
What did you see?
Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, I heard that was pretty bad.
It is.
As DVD?
Yeah.
And who's... That's with who?
That's with Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
I guess there was a book. My wife said there was a book that she read when she was young. And it's based on that book. Well, anyways, the story is the Cranks, they live in this neighborhood where everybody gets together at Christmas time and they decorate the shit out of the street and they all get involved and give money to the community and the church and you know, buy the Christmas tree from the scouts and everything. And Tim Allen, he figures out, his name is, he's Luther Crank. And he figures out, since his daughter's going away to, I don't know what she's doing, medical school or something. She's going to Puerto Rico or somewhere.
Puerto Rico.
And so she won't be there for the holidays. So he starts totaling up how much it costs every year to put on this holiday shindig. Presents and the party and the, all the fucking lights. And he figures it costs like $6,000. I'm thinking, what the fuck kind of Christmas community is that? Where it costs $6,000 to a house. Yeah, $6,000. So he figures, hey man, if I book a trip, a cruise with the lovely wife, and it only costs $3,000, I'm going to save $3,000. So he convinces the wife, Jamie Lee Curtis, to go with this plan. Except the neighborhood is like, what's going down? You're not buying the tree. You're not doing this. So they get wind of his little thing, and Dan Aykroyd plays like kind of like this mayor of the block, you know, one of those guys.
Yeah.
And he sends like everybody over to the house every night, and what they do is they put like a 7-foot Frosty the Snowman on the top of their roofs and stuff like that, and they're the only ones that aren't going to do it. So they send like the whole community over to start singing carols in front of the house and free Frosty, free Frosty, you know, just shit like that. And then he's got a neighbor across the street. I can't remember the actor's name. He's an old guy, and his wife is has cancer, and they give each other shit all the time. And the funny parts are, like, really lame jokes. I mean, guy getting electrocuted, setting up Christmas lights and stuff like that. And they're trying to hunt him down and get him to put the stuff up. And they're trying to get to the mall to get a tan. And so they're ready for their trip. And then at the last minute, on Christmas Eve, they're packed up and ready to go. The daughter calls and says she's coming home. And she's bringing her new fiance, who isn't going to be able to spend Christmas with his family. I'd like to bring him home to experience Christmas in our neighborhood because it's so cool. And we have this party, and I told him all this stuff. So they have to hurry up and
prepare
for the big Christmas shindig. And some kind of some funny antics happen. Like, he can't get a tree at the last minute, so he sees a neighbor is leaving for the weekend. So he asks him if he could have his tree and borrow it. And there's a part that made me cry.
Really? Wait a minute. Hold on. I heard the movie was horrible, and I asked you right at the beginning, and you said, yeah, the movie was...
Yeah, it was pretty horrible.
It's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
But now you've spent 5 minutes, you've set everything up.
Yeah.
To tell us why you cried.
Yeah, because he's a real dick through the whole movie.
Tim Allen?
Yeah, and there's a scene where everybody is in the house and they're singing songs, and the fiance proposes a toast saying, thank you for making me feel at home and this stuff. And then they're waiting for Tim Allen to propose a toast, and he just kind of shuts up. The wife proposes a toast, and then they look at him again, and then he just says, double everything she said, and then he walks away. So he sits in the kitchen, he starts drinking champagne, and Jamie Lee walks in and says, what the fuck is that? What's your problem? You know, we're having this great thing, and now it's all about you, and blah, blah, blah. And he's all pissed off because they can't go on their cruise. So he's sitting there crying in his champagne, and the front door swings open. He's got a shot looking through the front door, and people are coming in. As he's looking across the street, he sees that old couple, the old man and the wife who's going through chemo and stuff. And he decides to pick up a canned ham and take it to him across the street. And he says, here you go, have a canned ham. And they all, you know, are like, okay, great, thanks. And he walks back out into the middle of the street, and he has an epiphany, and he ends up going back to the house again, knocking on the door, and he gives the old couple his trip to on the cruise.
And that's when you teared
and
up.
And I'm like, oh, goodness, that's beautiful.
Were you watching the movie with anybody?
No.
You were by yourself?
I was sitting right here in this chair.
So you felt it was okay to just let it out?
Yeah.
Let it...
Big pussy. Yeah, I'm sitting there dabbing my eyes with my shirt. And I watched it on Vongo. You ever hear of Vongo?
Never heard of Vongo.
Vongo is this new download service. I think I'm going to cancel it. But it's Stars. And Stars, you can watch live. You can watch Stars movie as long as you have an internet connection. So you're watching whatever Stars is broadcasting at that moment. Or you can download any movie that's in their library.
Nice.
The deal is it's $9.95 a month.
Oh.
And then they have pay-per-view for $2.99 for first-run films and stuff like that. The problem is the selection is lame, and I got almost every movie that they have.
Right, right.
Except for Christmas with the Cranks.
So you got that one.
Yeah, so I watched
it. Sucked, and are you going to recommend it?
Well, for diehard Christmas sappy movie fans, yeah.
Want to have a good cry.
Yeah, you might like it. Kids like it. My kids loved it. My wife liked it, but I'd give it like a 1.5 Spiney Normans.
1.5 Spiney Normans.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a movie, John.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Chariots of Fire. Have you ever seen that one? Well, we have Netflix, right?
It's gay.
We have Netflix, and I pick out a bunch of movies, and the wife picks out a bunch of movies. So we're in the wife's
Netflix
movies. So we got Chariots of Fire, we got Gandhi, and we got A Man of All Seasons.
How much is a year of Netflix?
I have no idea.
It's $20 a month, right?
It's like 17.
Okay, let's round it up to 20.
Okay.
20 times what? 12?
240?
240. Yeah. Roughly between 2 and 240, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we paid for a whole year. You know how many movies my wife rented?
How many?
6.
You know, I think we're on the same plan. Because we had The Entourage, season 1 and season 2.
Yeah.
Sat on top of the fridge for like 4 months.
Oh.
Before I noticed them. And Netflix, they only send stuff out when you return stuff or...
Yeah.
So I didn't get any emails. I completely forgot about it. And then I see them on top of the fridge. And yeah, okay. We should return these because we haven't watched them.
It's genius.
Yeah, so we watched... Have you ever seen Chariots of Fire?
I think so, but a long time ago.
Yeah, I had never seen this movie. It's about... it's based on a true story back in 1924.
Runners.
The runners from Cambridge,
yeah,
and another runner from Scotland, the going for the gold medal, but for different reasons. One,
yeah,
was doing it for God.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah, I
the
don't
one
remember
from Scotland.
That.
He was doing
I'm
it for
doing
God
it for the Lord.
And actually, he was favored in the 100 meters or 100 yards or whatever the fuck they ran back then. But the qualifying was on Sunday, and he said, "I'm not running. That's the Sabbath day."
Oh, I thought I thought he was Jewish, though.
Well, no, there was another runner who was Jewish from Cambridge who was running for his Jewish heritage.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And even back then, like when he was at Cambridge, they brought him in. He was winning all these races. And whoever was running Cambridge at the time brought him in and sat him down. And were very anti-Semitic. So I just don't understand the anti-Semitism. It's been around forever.
Yeah.
And even the Bretonners in Cambridge were like, well, he can run fast, but he's a Jew, you know.
He's a Jew.
Yeah.
He's
Abrams
a Jew.
Abrams out there?
Hey,
yeah.
Jew.
He's a Jew, but he can run fast.
Yeah. That's why I'm hoping at some point some alien species lands on our planet, you know, with some really fucked up looking, you know, four eyes or something. And all that racism is going to go out the door because everybody's going to hate that motherfucker.
Is it going to go out the door?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
What do you think? They're going to just start feeding people to the... They're going to give them up to the Martian?
Well, yeah. I'm the chosen one. Ignore the Jews and the Negroes. Choose me.
Okay, C-3PO.
I don't think racism would die if aliens showed up. But I do wonder what would happen.
I think they would. It would die because if they ended up being hostile.
Okay, so we would the world would have to unite to overcome the aliens.
Right.
So Punky's already doing that because they're uniting bands and fans.
Across the lands. Yeah. Got to be careful. They might have trademarked that.
Oh, sorry. Tet-anus.
But we got tet-anus.
But what would happen to religion? Like, let's say these aliens came down. Now, you say they would be hostile, but what if they would be like close encounter aliens? You know what I'm saying? Where they're all nice. And let's say they sat down, we interviewed them. They came in with John and Scott, and we got to interview them, and they said, yeah. Oh, no, they'd be able to speak the language. Maybe it'd be slang. Maybe it'd be like Wigger. They'd talk Wigger or something like that. And they would say, yeah, that's that God stuff and the Islam and the Christianity.
Come on, Jones! Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's like... It's just like Zeus and Apollo. It's all fairy tales.
Yeah.
What if they said, yeah, Christianity, that's where it's at.
All right.
Except Jesus is your savior.
I'm not thinking that way, man.
Especially
I'm
around
more
the Christmas season.
I'm thinking more of an utopian kind of, you know, they'd be this hostile. They'd have no God, whatever. They're just totally hostile.
Oh, totally. Why
like,
would they be
like
hostile?
Locusts. They'd take over the take
no,
over the
forget
world.
That. Because if you're a locust, you wouldn't have any reason to learn how to travel through time and space like we've done, John. And we'll get to that a little later. John and I, we're going to test this tonight. We have built a time machine.
Yeah.
And what we do is we fall out of the gravitational plane, right?
Right.
And so that when we look at time, it's like a piece of paper and we can just pick where we want to go. Yeah. So it's a linear timeline, but we can just choose we can just hop on at any point in time. The problem is we don't know if we can hop back. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
to the present moment.
Yeah.
If we can hop
back.
You
get that whole grandfather thing. What is that called?
Paradox?
Yeah, the grandfather paradox.
Right, so we don't...
Go back and kill your grandfather, and then what happens, dummy?
We're going to try to go back in time to 1 year ago today when we were podcasting. I don't know if it was today or not. It was a Sunday, but you've got the coordinates, right?
We'd have to go back as if, like, observers. We couldn't actually be participants.
Right, we could not participate.
It would have to be like a Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
you know, like where we're yelling, stupid, and they can't hear us.
Right. Just as observers, because we wouldn't want to muck it up.
The SS Minnow.
We wouldn't want to
remember
muck
that in Scrooged?
Up.
In Scrooged?
No.
SS Minnow,
with
James.
With Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. That was a great movie. You didn't like that movie?
No,
you
because
don't like
Bobcat. I hate Bobcat. I think he's the worst ever.
I thought that Chris Rock was the worst ever.
Bobcat, Chris Rock, and Gilbert Gottfried. I don't know why they have careers. Rosie
I think
O'Donnell.
Gilbert's
Add
pretty
Rosie
funny.
O'Donnell to that, too.
Gilbert's pretty funny. Come on. What's the matter with you?
Funny in a retarded kind of way. Like the W. So we're going to try that later. We're going to try to...
Internet.
We're going to use our time machine for the first time. We're going to go back and... visit ourselves. We wanted to do that as a test run. And then if that's successful, we may keep doing that, but we may also, like for instance, we could visit Jesus on this mount when he gave the sermon, or we could visit Abraham Lincoln when he gave a great speech.
We could meet him on this mount.
Yeah, we could meet him on the mount.
Yeah, touchdown!
Or
sorry.
We could go back to like Air Out My Shorts' very first podcast. and observe.
Did you just see the touchdown?
I did see it. Of course. I'm looking at it. What is it? A 42, 50 inch?
It's a 40 something, 46.
46 inch monitor.
You're watching HD. I'm watching a fucking 13 inch.
Yeah, I could see all the raindrops and everything.
Nice.
I got to tell you, that Bears coach, he's a handsome man.
Lovey.
And what is up with that name? Lovey Smith.
Lovely Smith.
Lovey Smith. What is that?
He had to be one badass dude, though, to be called Lovey.
Well, look at him. I mean, he's solid.
Yeah, he's got some scars on his face, too. Like, he's been in a couple of knife fights in the yard.
Did he play?
You know what I'm saying.
Back in the day or what?
Yeah.
He looks like he played.
Yeah, he played.
Who'd he play for?
Johnson College.
Johnson.
I don't know. Just making shit up.
But these NFL, this is a bunch of pussies. Rugby's where it's at.
Oh, bullshit.
John. Rugby is
Way rugby's where it's at. The reason why rugby is no doubt a tough sport. It's more endurance than anything. But the thing about football is you got a guy airing out for a pass. He jumps up in the air for a long bomb and have a linebacker, a free safety, running full fucking speed right into his rib cage.
He's got equipment on.
No. So do the rugby guys.
No, they don't.
You want to bet?
They don't wear anything.
Yeah, they do. They wear leather helmets now, like the old football guys.
Not the rugby I was watching. They didn't have helmets on.
They wear padding underneath their uniforms, too. It's like a foam shoulder and rib pad and a chest plate.
Ah, big pussies.
Big pussies. That's because they hit harder now. And that's why hitting so hard in football is so dangerous, because these guys, like I said, you drive faster now knowing that you're seat belted in and got an airbag instead.
No, I don't.
I do.
I don't.
I'm like, the airbag will just pop. Oh,
whoa. Hey, he's on top of it.
Airbag will pop out and save my life. That's why people drive faster. They think they're safer.
Don't.
Yeah,
that's BS.
It's true.
People drive faster because they raise the speed limit.
What do you mean they raise the speed limit? To what? It's been 55 for a Brazilian years.
Not if you go out of state. It's like 75 in Michigan. It's 65 everywhere else.
That's bullshit.
In Wisconsin.
It's because they raise the speed limit. That's a bunch of crap. On the Autobahn in Germany, it's not any more dangerous because you can drive any speed you want, which isn't true. You can't. There's only certain places where you can flat out go whatever you want. But they're really strict about that left-hand lane. Here, they could give a shit. You got big trucks in the left-hand lane, which is supposed to be the passing lane. In Germany, you'll get pulled over. And people come right up on your ass, flashing their brights and honking.
Oh, that shit happens here. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do it here like they do there. Believe me. It's unbelievable.
You were on the Autobahn?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. What'd you get up to?
A couple times. Well, the first time we were driving in a...
Ford Taurus? Rent-a-car?
No. Yeah, it was a rent-a-car, but it was a Mercedes station wagon.
Nice.
And the other times I took the Hookschlag taxi. And then the time we went to Munich from Frankfurt, we were driving in this big yellow bus, you know, like those retard buses you ride around in, short bus.
I've been in those buses because I'm a retard.
Me too. But we had one when we were in Germany. It sat 9 people. It's the most god-awful, uncomfortable bus I've ever been in. And there was 6 of us, I think. And our vice president of finance was driving the whole time. He drove the whole time with the foot to the floor, man. And I think we got up to maybe 100 miles per hour.
Nice.
That's about it. Too much wind drag.
All right. Well, I got a shit story.
You do?
Yeah. So what are we going to do? Are we going to do our new shit theme, or are we going to do our old shit theme?
Let's do the new one.
The new one? But we got to ad lib it, right? Are you going to help me out?
No, you're going to sing, right?
I'll sing. Are you going to hook me up with some sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
Out of sight, man.
There we go.
Ready? Ready. Yes.
right. You threw me off with the Jeopardy or whatever.
The fuck.
Hey, let me better one.
Ooh, how about that?
That's good.
How about...
Wait, here we go.
No, it's got to be a little fuzzy.
Static. Like that? That's all right. Yeah, that's...
How about that?
All right, man. I'm back. All right. So let me get to my shit story.
All right.
So last minute, I got to go out of town. I got to go to Clinton, Iowa.
Right.
And I got to meet my ride. I got to be there by 7. So I have to leave my house at like 5:45. Right. So I get up. I get up a little bit late. It's 5:30. I get my shit together right before I'm about to walk out the door.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended.
Oh.
Right before I walk out the door, I got to take a shit.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, I'm running late. Okay. So I run into the bathroom. And we're staying in a temporary housing right now. So I go in there. I drop a load.
Oh,
I mean, it's anus. And it's not the normal load, you know.
Oh.
It's like a mushy kind of.
Oh, the peanut butter load.
Yeah, the peanut butter load. So I go to grab the toilet paper. There's no toilet paper.
Oh, no.
So,
just take a rag.
Well, I don't want to wake anybody up.
I just take a rag.
Well, here's what I did. I got my pants around my knees. I kind of do a penguin thing.
The shuffle.
Yeah. Into the kitchen.
Oh, no.
I grabbed some paper towels.
No, you did not.
I did. I wiped up. And then I grabbed a Jewel grocery bag. And I put it in the Jewel grocery bag.
Oh, that's gnarly.
And I figure, okay, I'll throw this out before I leave.
Ugh.
But then I'm running late. I'm trying to get all my stuff together. And I run out to my car. I get in my car. I start it up. And I have this bag with me. I'm like, well, what am I doing? I brought the bag.
Why'd you bring it with you?
I don't know why I brought it with me. I wasn't thinking. So I set the bag in the passenger seat.
Oh, dude.
And I had an hour drive. So I forgot about it. You know, I'm driving. It's like a half an hour later. And I'm like,
God damn.
Jeez, I got to get my car washed.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's gnarly.
So then I get to where I'm going.
Oh, my.
I'm meeting other people to then carpool.
Oh,
so I stop at the Jewel put it in the... Jewel garbage.
Oh, dude, that's mean.
Yeah, and then I met with everybody else, and we headed out to where we needed to go. So that's my poopy story.
Oh, that's gnarly.
Yeah, it took about 7 napkins too.
Oh,
yeah, we got to go back to front and front to back, and you got to just keep digging in there. I don't know what happened.
What do you shove your finger up your sphincter? Why don't you just take like the hand shower? Just run into the shower, take the hand shower, put it on massage, and fire it up your ass.
I thought about that, but it's temporary housing. I wasn't confident with the shower hardware. I wasn't confident that I'd get myself all wet, you know, doing. So that's what I did. I have another poopy story.
Oh.
You want to hear another one? This happened just today.
Play the tune again?
Sure, why not?
All right, hold on.
poopy stories, John.
Right.
All right, so here's my second poopy story. This happened today.
Oh,
the wife and
today.
The daughter. Yeah, the wife and the daughter. They leave. They go somewhere this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm on the internets trying to prep for the show. Right.
Right.
And my son disappears. So I'm like, okay, he disappears and he goes and poops in his diaper. Right. He's like 2 and a half. So while he's pooping in his diaper, my dog comes out and he's had diarrhea like all weekend.
Oh, no.
And he decides he can't hold it in any longer. So he sprays all over
no!
the living room. So I'm like, oh, this is great. So back to the paper towels, right? Oh, it only takes 7 paper towels for me, napkins, yeah. Whatever. It's like 14 for the dog.
Oh, my God.
So I clean that up. I spray it down. I get the chlorine bleach spray. I spray everything down. I get it all cleaned up. I tie it up in this little bag. I bring it to the back door, and I'm like, oh, boy, where's my son? So I call his name. Hey, hey. And he's like, yeah. So I go, and I check in the middle bedroom. My son is naked.
Oh.
He decided to go poopy and decided to change his own diaper, John.
Nice.
So I got to like tippy toe over poopy pebbles because they're all over the floor when he took his diaper
off.
Don't
say poopy.
So within a 10-minute span of time, I had to clean up all this poopy. This duty.
That's just gnarly.
So I'm trying to, you know, son, you have to go on the potty. And if you do go in your diaper, let me handle it, okay?
Yeah. Let dad handle it.
Let daddy handle it.
Yeah, that's not good to be.
That's my other poopy story.
Oh, man.
That happened today.
All right, well, let's take that to part two, shall we?
In part two, John, we got a big part two. We got a lot of audio clips.
Oh, yeah.
We got a big celebrity news to catch up on.
Audio clips.
Audio clips and celebrity news.
So hang on. We'll be right back.
And not only that, John.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not only that, yeah. But we managed to hook up with an elf from the North Pole.
Right.
He's going to come down and visit us. Be a guest in part two.
All right.
We're going to talk to him because Christmas is around the corner.
Right around the corner.
He's going to give us the lowdown.
The holidays.
No doubt, John.
All right.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.